Time now, the new Supreme. Sure to visit with Tom Sartori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, was last night as frustrating of a loss, given the fact that you played so well, except for a handful of plays?
Well, that's exactly right, Schultz. It's just hard to put a finger on it right now, because, again, it's weird. Just the few mistakes we've made went in the back of the net last night, and we didn't have many turnovers last night. And, again, you know, the one into the shin pads, the one played obviously in the first period, and of course the quirky bounce off the glass for the fourth goal. I mean, it was very odd, and when you reflect back on last night after you watch tape, and I mean, there's not much more we could do. 80 shot attempts, 19 shots against, 24-8 were the scoring chances. So I mean, I can't ask any more out of our guys than that. And I think we deserve better fate last night, but that's the way the game is played sometimes.
It's not like your team was trying to turn the puck over the times that they did. Is there anything, though, that you can do in practice to help try to limit them?
Limit our turnovers? No, I mean, we didn't have many. So there's going to be mistakes. And, the bottom line is you have to play a high percentage hockey all the time, but there's going to be mistakes, and the other team is going to obviously create that as well. There's no question. Sometimes, again, you rush plays, and there's sometimes guys don't see, they don't see somebody where they're trying to move the puck, and that's just going to happen, Schultz. It's no different than an interception in football. Sometimes you see, gosh, the quarterback threw it right into the safety's hands. Well, again, for whatever reason, we saw it on TV, or we saw it up in the stands, but they didn't, and that game goes awful fast. And once you're on the rink and you're trying to make plays at the speed of the game, it's very difficult sometimes.
Before last night, I hadn't seen your team in almost 3 weeks. To me, Jay Dickman looked like a different player last night. He looks so comfortable right now. How much of that is just him finally getting on the ice after having to sit a year?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, he's got great hands for a big man. He's good in front of the net. He's good in tight areas, and you saw some of those sequences last night.
More with Tom Sartori when we return. Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with head coach Tom Sartori. Reed Mimick will get the start and goal tonight. It's obviously a good thing for him, but a night off can be a good thing for Mike Bitzer too, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, we've definitely rode Bits obviously so far this year, and again, it's nothing about his play right now. We just, again, sometimes you need a spark, you need a change, and that's what we're doing.
Mike Soucier will also get his first action tonight. He was on the trip in Northern, didn't play. What have you seen in practice lately that has made it so that he's earned the spot in the lineup tonight?
Well, he's a good player, and that's what's hard sometimes, is that you have young kids sitting out sometimes, and you want guys to play. You just need to get guys to play sometimes, and we need to get Mike some repetitions and games right now, and he's played well in practice. His work ethic is second to none. He plays with a motor. He's got a good offensive skill set. So, we're going to give him an opportunity, and he's earned that.
Tyler Morley is the preseason player of the year. Did a good job on him last night. Not saying that I saw it this way, but his brother and line mate had 3 goals. Is it ever a concern that you're paying too much attention to one guy and leaving somebody else wide open?
No, because we're not really paying attention to Tyler Morley. We're paying attention to his line. And we're not doing anything different. We're just obviously, again, we're trying to concentrate on making good decisions with the puck, playing a 200-foot game when you're against those guys. But it's not like we're shadowing Tyler Morley or paying special attention. So I'd say no, Schultze.
In post-game show last night, you said that you needed to do some different things in the power play. What did you and the staff come up with?
That's a secret, Schultze. Now we're just going to try to get a little more movement, a little more motion out of, one of our units right there. They were pretty, they didn't extend too much, and they were pretty disciplined about staying in their lanes, and so we just have to get a little motion to try to get some, get some misdirection, and hopefully we can get them to move a little bit with us and open some things up.
On a power play, do you want to be more north-south or east-west in movement?
East-west when it comes to a team like this who plays a pretty strict diamond and is pretty passive. You want to play more east-west, Schultz, again, just to open up some things.
As a fellow coach, how impressed are you with the job that Jeff Tesh and his staff did, losing the first 3 games of the year and come back and winning a conference title today?
Well, it was a great last 6-7 games by those guys. And, you take a look at the games they lost. It's kind of similar to us right now. The games they lost early in the year, it was a bounce here and a bounce there, a play here and a play there. So there's a fine line between winning and losing. And, obviously, again, they came out of the short end of the stick early. But, again, they stuck with it. And look what happened. Conference title at the end. So congratulations to Tesher and his crew.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.